One thing we've learned absolutely throughout the year is that no two people travel alike. Some of you love to take environmentally sensitive, eco-tourist-type vacations, while others, like Mary Lou Weissman, aren't quite so comfortable with the great outdoors.
Dear Rudy, until this year, when we decided to vacation in the Costa Rican rainforest for my 60th birthday, our experiences with the jungle had been limited to monkeys at the zoo, toucans on the Fruit Loops box, and early Banana Republic franchises. I found that a guided tour of the jungle has much to teach the eco-tourist. For starters, it is very muddy underfoot and quite humiliating to slide on your butt past the other eco-tourists, hearty honeymooners Robin and Hal from Denver, and Arnold, the holistic optometrist from Park Slope. Another important lesson I learned from the jungle is that it's very nice to be at the top of the food chain. For instance, I am glad that I am not a leaf-cutter ant, the insect that gets my vote for the lower species most in need of an intellectual evolutionary upgrade. Stop and mop your brow at almost any step along the jungle trail. Look down, and you will notice what appears to be an endless, slow-moving line of tiny trudgers, each bearing a hunk of leaf many times the size of its body. Each ant disappears into the same hole in the ground where it deposits its burden and heads back out to get another. While my eco-tourist companions marveled at the sheer determination of these tiny creatures, I indulged in ecologically incorrect fantasies, such as what would happen if I pushed a stick in the hole. I also wondered as I stood there, watching this labor of love, why, after all these eons, the ants hadn't realized that if they simply formed a bucket brigade, they could deliver more leaf bits faster, thereby freeing up some leisure time in which they could go to the gym, rent a video, or contemplate the meaning of life.